Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The National Congress of American Indians is gathering right now at a time of profound risk. That's the message from NCAAI President Mark Macaro in his 2026 State of Indian Nations Address. Macaro, who is also the chairman of the Pechanga Band of Indians in Southern California, says the current political environment has echoes of the beginning of the Indian Civil Rights Movement more than 50 years ago. But he says it is also a time for potential opportunity. Macaro emphasized the need for the federal government to take sovereignty seriously.
Our sovereignty was not created by treaties, nor granted by Congress. It is inherent and existed before colonization. Treaties did not give us sovereignty, they recognized it. The Constitution did not define us, it acknowledged us. Federal laws did not create our rights, it memorialized them. And yet, for centuries, our sovereignty has been attacked, and attempts continue to constrain and diminish it. Yet our nations continue to govern, continue to lead, to teach, to resist, and to rise. We've endured removals, allotments, termination, policies built to erase us, and yet we're still here, still governing, still building, still rising. The fundamental truth that binds all tribal nations together is that we are sovereign. We always were, we always will be.
Speaking from Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C., Macaro said the United States is strongest when it honors that truth, not when it tests it. He said Native people will have more success if they aren't sidetracked by what he calls political skullduggery. Among the most pointed criticisms Macaro made was directed at a Native American holding the highest elected executive office in the country. He called out comments by Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, who is Cherokee, who suggested Native Americans should be subject to the same standard of scrutiny as other populations when it comes to eliminating diversity and equity initiatives.
The recent remarks about tribes by Oklahoma Governor Stitt are appalling. And that level of willful ignorance runs deep throughout America. If we don't have a plan for educating America, these ignorant pronouncements become truths. The sovereignty movement must be a people-powered movement rooted in the same spirit that carried us through the 1970s. And here in 2026, that spirit must show up as organized civic power locally, regionally, and nationally. Sovereignty is not defended once. It is defended every year, every budget cycle, every court term, and every legislative session, every time a state tests boundaries on our jurisdictions, not just by chairpersons and presidents, not just by attorneys and advocates, but by citizens, those who vote, who teach, who speak their language, who practice their culture, who defend their treaty rights, and who hold governments accountable.
Macaro says the sovereignty movement must be powered by people, not government institutions. Ojibwe journalist and independent economic development consultant Dr. Renee Dittmer applauded Macaro's overall message. She echoed his concerns about a lack of understanding of Native issues at the highest level of government.
We have a whole national leadership that does not understand the Indian people. They don't understand our history. And it's because it isn't being taught in the schools, and it certainly isn't being taught from a point of history. So if you combine those two things, we see the result that we're getting. The other thing I really resent is the government throwing us in with DEI. None of the groups that were thrown in DEI should have been thrown in there as like, okay, you're special groups and the only way you can make it is if we give you special status. That's just not true. It was an insulting thing to do. He's a diehard Republican. So what else is he going to say if he wants any support from Washington, D.C.? They don't have any respect for us. Just look what they've done to our budget twice now. We've had Trump in office for two terms. They've cut our budget back to less than bare bones for survival, you know, from what they owe us treaty-wise and from what we really need to survive and thrive.
Dittmer says the U.S. government has never fully recognized indigenous people's sovereignty, which she calls discouraging and destructive. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.